You are listening to 1380 KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones here with your evening news for Thursday, November 8th. A Carroll man was airlifted to a Des Moines hospital after being ejected from his car in a single vehicle accident early this morning. At approximately 12:40 a.m., the Carroll County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene near the intersection of 210th Street and Noble Avenue. When law enforcement arrived, they located a severely damaged 1998 Buick LeSabre and utility pole. According to an initial investigation, 23-year-old Seth Thomas Brockman was traveling eastbound on 210th and left the roadway into the south ditch. The vehicle then struck a pole which split the car open between the rear passenger door and the trunk, and then spun at least 360 degrees before it came to rest facing south. Officials say Brockman was ejected through this opening and indicated it was unclear what time the accident occurred. Brockman was transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital by Carroll County Emergency Medical Services with serious injuries. He was later airlifted to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. An investigation into the accident is ongoing. Governor Kim Reynolds has ordered all flags in Iowa lowered to half-staff to honor the victims of a shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. A gunman entered a bar and grill and started shooting on Wednesday evening, leaving at least 12 people dead. Reynolds' order will remain in effect from now until sunset on Saturday, November 10th. Flags will be at half-staff at the State Capitol building, on flag displays at the Capitol complex, and on all public buildings, grounds, and facilities throughout the state. Individuals, businesses, schools, municipalities, counties, and other government subdivisions are encouraged to fly the flag at half-staff for the duration as a sign of respect. The order was issued in conjunction with an order from President Donald Trump to lower all U.S. flags for the same length of time. Congresswoman-elect Cindy Axne says voters from Iowa's 3rd District are sending her to Washington to collaborate, negotiate, and resolve complex issues.
I truly believe that people are frustrated with what's happening out in Washington. Decisions aren't being made. There's gridlock. And I think that they want to send somebody out there who they believe can bust through that.
Axne, a Democrat, won populous Polk County but lost the 15 other counties in the district and wound up finishing about 5,000 votes ahead of Republican Congressman David Young.
I'm going to reach out as much as possible to ensure that every single person in this district understands that I'm supporting them. I've already said I want to sit down with Congressman Young so that we can make sure that we pass on a seamless transition. We're already planning a 16-county tour before I head out to Washington.
Axne and Congresswoman-elect Abby Finkenauer of Dubuque are the first two women Iowans have elected to the U.S. House. Axne suggests being a female candidate was an advantage in 2018.
I think it really was about women stepping up to the table and saying we want to make sure that our voices are heard out in Washington. Certainly we believe that a lot of this election for me was won on suburban women and swing voters, and I'm really grateful for that.
Iowa had never elected a woman to federal office before Republican Senator Joni Ernst won her race in 2014. It means in January, after Axne and Finkenauer are sworn into office, half of Iowa's 6-member congressional delegation will be female.
Well, those numbers sure sound pretty good to me. It's about time.
Axne made her comments during taping of Iowa Public Television's Iowa Press program that will air this weekend. An Eastern Iowa man has been sentenced to more than 11 years in federal prison for possession of child pornography. Federal prosecutors in Iowa say 23-year-old Austin Merrick of Anamosa was sentenced Thursday to 136 months in prison after pleading guilty in June to one count of possession of child pornography. At his plea hearing, Merrick admitted that in 2016 he knowingly had child pornography, including at least one image of prepubescent children. Merrick must also register as a sex offender. A Carroll man is in prison serving time for 3 sentences after violation of his probation. 22-year-old Taylor John Kramer was sentenced up to 10 years for a delivery of methamphetamine charge, a Class C felony, up to 2 years on third-degree burglary charges, and up to 2 years for credit card fraud. The last two are aggravated misdemeanors, and those sentences will run consecutively. These will then run concurrently with the delivery of methamphetamine sentencing. In March of 2018, Kramer was originally charged with 2 counts of delivery of methamphetamine of 5 grams or less on or about February 3rd, and again around February 24th of this year. The other 2 charges stem from incidents August 2nd or August 3rd of 2016 in Carroll County. In the criminal complaint, Kramer is accused of burglary for removing items from an unoccupied vehicle. Shortly thereafter, Kramer used a credit card at a local Casey's store without the owner's consent, charging $1,000 or less. The probation revocation also includes the reinstatement of fines and fees of nearly $4,000, as well as surcharges and restitution. We're going to take a quick break here, folks. When we come back, it's a look at your 2-day weather forecast, some weather facts, and more news, all after this.
GoMaco in Ida Grove is the world's leader in concrete paving technology. Due to their progressive leadership, growth, and expansion, they are in search of a design engineer who will assist engineers and designers in research, data collection, development, and testing, along with using CAD equipment and software. GoMaco offers a 401k, medical, dental, vision, and life insurance. To learn more about this opportunity, apply online at GoMaco.com. GoMaco is an equal opportunity employer. Join the GoMaco family today.
We are Midland Power Cooperative, and we are member-owned. Anyone who buys power from us is an owner of the cooperative. Our members elect local directors who serve on our board and make decisions that are in the best interest of our members. We volunteer for and support local youth programs, charities, and economic development. And any income generated that is not needed to operate the cooperative is returned to our members. That's the cooperative difference. At Midland Power Cooperative, your local Touchstone Energy Co-op, the power is yours.
Welcome back to KCIM's Evening News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Taking another look at that two-day weather forecast tonight, snow is likely, about a 60% chance there, mainly between 8 p.m. and 11 o'clock tonight. We'll have mostly cloudy skies and lows around 25. Tomorrow we see a 50% chance of snow before noon. It'll be cloudy, with it gradually becoming mostly sunny. Temperatures will be dropping down to about 19 degrees by 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, with wind chill values as low as zero. Tomorrow night, mostly clear skies expected and lows around 11. Wind chill values again will be as low as zero, with northwest winds becoming light and variable and potentially gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly cloudy with highs near 30, with south winds gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy with lows around 23. We saw high temperatures today here in Carroll of 31 degrees around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Today's low, 26 degrees at 7 a.m. Average highs for November 8th, 49, and average lows, 28. Record highs were seen in 2005 of 72, and record lows of 2 degrees were seen in 1991. The sun set this evening at 5.06 p.m. will rise again tomorrow morning at 7.02 a.m. And that's been your look at the two-day weather forecast and weather facts. Let's take one more look at news. Following an unusual request to the Lakeview City Council, pickleball fans in town will likely be able to enjoy their sports in the comfort of an indoor court over the winter. Administrator Scott Peterson says they were approached with a novel idea from the Lakeview Hometown Pride Committee at a meeting earlier this week. According to him, they expressed an interest in finding a purpose for a large, underused room on the second floor of City Hall.
Our Hometown Pride Committee came to us with this idea that they would like to be able to utilize the big room upstairs during this winter as an inside pickleball court.
The committee indicated it would require very little effort to convert that room into a court. Peterson says the council supported the project after they learned it would not require any substantial financial investment of taxpayer dollars.
The council did go ahead and approve that request, and we'll see about having an indoor pickleball court. And then they do need to purchase some portable net and some standards.
Barring any major delays, the pickleball court could be open to the public in as little as a few weeks. Peterson says they do not intend to charge or require reservations, but that could change.
When we get inundated with requests, we'll have to reconsider, but we'll see how it goes to start with.
Tentative plans are for the court to be open from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on weekdays, the same time that City Hall is open to the public. Iowa retailers may see profits rise 6-7% in the holiday shopping season ahead compared to last year, but consumers may have several elements working against them. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says we're facing higher interest rates and higher prices for some imported goods due to the trade wars. Goss warns Iowa consumers not to overdo it.
Don't take on too much debt to support your holiday buying. Caution is advisable. There is some indicators that are less positive. For example, the stock market is moving sideways since the beginning of the year.
A good way to limit spending is to use cash, not plastic, for all of your purchases, big and small, so you can keep a tighter rein on expenditures.
You go out and splurge and on holiday presents for yourself and for your family and others, and that debt has flexible interest rates, you could get really hurt with interest rates rising, and particularly if the economy softens a bit, as I think it will.
Goss predicts online holiday purchases will rise up to 15% from last year, and he notes many retailers are offering free shipping to compete. Goss says some millennials are shifting away from buying clothes and gadgets and are spending more money on experiences like trips. While these types of purchases don't factor into retail spending, Goss says they will provide a similar boost to spending on holiday travel. An increase in veterans homelessness over the past 2 years has prompted Iowa Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst to seek answers from the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie. They say that housing is a basic human need and that the right policies and procedures need to be developed and implemented to help Iowa's veterans. These brave men and women have given so much to our country through their service and sacrifice, and they should have the security of a place to live, the senators wrote. It is vital for the federal government to partner with states and local communities to find the most effective solutions to combat homelessness, especially among our veterans. The National Housing and Urban Development Annual Homeless Assessment Report showed an overall decrease of 5.4% nationwide. However, Iowa veterans recorded an increase in both 2017 and 18. They have requested an identification of the cause for these increases, details on what best practices are being used in other states that might help with this growing issue in Iowa, and if there are any additional resources or authorities needed to help stop and reverse this trend. And that's been your look at KCIM's Evening News for Thursday, November 8th, 2018. For all of your information needs, be sure to check us out online by following us on Facebook and Twitter, or on the web at carolbroadcasting.com. For 1380 KCIM News, I'm Nathan Cones reporting.